Shall I offer group energy healing sessions? Your opinion? Back in, I think, 2011, I was friends with some people who swore that this Indian guru was a real healer. That his energies healed animals, trees, and people. So I signed up to a group healing call. It was $50 per call if you subscribed. The call was 177 minutes commercial, and 3 minutes energy transmission. By that time I was already an energy practitioner. I also knew I was an empath. And my vibration was already high. I consciously allowed the energy to go through me. 3 minutes of any energy is just a sample. The experience of allowing, which is very difficult for my soul correction, raised my vibration. Not the energy, but what I did, the beingness work I did. Allowing, trust, refraining from bragging. Today I know that even daily 3 minutes is not much if you are really sick. The energy needs time to actually do something. More than 1,000 people were on each call. Because the sales pitch, that even animals and plants respond to this dude's energy, was a real selling point. So today when I want more energy healing clients, I am pondering if I should do group healing calls. Source says no. But why? I have done experiments and the number of recipients increase the strength of the energy by far. When I work on one person, the number is 100%. When I work on 2 people, each gets 130%. And when I work on 3 people get 170%. It's also easier for me, for some weird reason. Occasionally, when I have only one client to work on, I group in someone who I know has an issue to heal. And even though they haven't asked for it, even though they wouldn't want to pay for it, even though I'll never tell them what I did, I'll include them in the healing, just to increase the efficacy and the strength of the energy. I have been doing that for the past week. And I still have a little ways to go with the freebie client, so I'll include yet another freebie client. Because why not? And yet Source says, don't do group healing calls. So what is the difference between what I am doing now and a group call? Tremendous. When people come to any call, they bring their baggage with them. Their self-concern, their self-righteousness, their resistance, their superiority. 5 minutes of healing when they don't know I am doing it is about 5 minutes of healing. The same amount of healing when they are on a call, or they expect it, can be as little as zero time healing. So it is actually dishonoring Source to do healing when the other will resist it. And people will resist it. And even though the more end recipient means stronger energy, the price they pay needs to be lower. Which makes Source no sense. Source doesn't want me to give it away cheap. Source doesn't want me to give it to someone who won't appreciate it. So I am a tad screwed. Some more things about group calls. Group calls are like herding cats. I need to keep each person in my feeling map. I need to feel when they go away, and I need to keep my attention on them, instead of being a channel. It is like being a kindergarten teacher, or a school teacher. Arg. I just listened to a call where I download the kindness activator. The actual activation is about 3 minutes, but the call had to be 16 minutes long, very ineffective if you ask me. With people who cannot direct their attention, it takes 5 minutes to get 1 minute worth of result. My current best client has increased his attention span to 2 minutes. That has doubled his chances for success and productivity in life. If he puts his attention to what produces results. Of course. The biggest tragedy is putting all that attention to the wrong thing. Something that won't help you create a great life. And most people do that. Put attention, energy, into what won't matter. I see that all the time. The misweighing bias. Weighing is in estimating the weight. To consider carefully, especially by balancing opposing factors or aspects in order to reach a choice or conclusion equals evaluate. Misweighing is, therefore, not estimating the weight or the importance of something accurately. The bias is called misweighing bias. Here you give unduly more weight to things that are easier to see, that are more available to see. Here is an example. A client has cancer. It is clear from their numbers and their health measurements. One of the symptoms is that their cell hydration is low. I tell them what I see. And their misweighing bias asks for the water energizer. To correct the symptom. Not the cause. In my humble opinion, based on thousands of people I have worked with, not being able to see the cause, because it is in the invisible, is the reason most people never get better. Not health-wise, not emotionally, not their productivity. Except the rare exception. And when I look what it is they have that the others don't, I see the sight capacity, the ability to see. Even if you were born with the capacity open, you need to learn to use it. Helen, the student I am talking about, came to me 3.5 years ago. She had 3 capacities open, but didn't use them much. I hooked her up with collaging in the validation challenge. Collaging around a theme can open up a capacity, if I have seen hundreds of people collaging. They collage from their minds. That doesn't activate any capacity. Only seeing in reality and picking stuff by what you actually see in reality that does. Which takes me to the crucial issue all humans have, they don't want to look in reality. And surprisingly this is also part of that misweighing availability bias I mentioned above. It is easier to look in the mind than go out and actually look in reality. And until and unless you do, you are screwed. Because you will treat the map of reality as if it were reality, and it rarely is. There are more inaccuracies than accuracies in your map. I call it astuteness if you can see things in reality accurately. If your map is more accurate than others, it means that at some point you were looking in reality, when you built your map. Helen looks in reality 10%. My current best student looks in reality 1%. Alex Hormozy, 10%. Charlie Munger, 10%. Madame Curie looked 30%. Medical researchers, 10%. Doctors, 1%. So the 90-99% comes from tree of knowledge, and not from reality. This is why the truth value of humanity is 3%, because the truth value of tree of knowledge is so low. I recently measured the health numbers for a woman who was diagnosed by doctors of having breast cancer. Her numbers said, no cancer. I contacted her and even spoke with her. She continued, regardless, on her path to get chemotherapy. Her reasoning is, 1. I answered too fast. 2. Her thyroid was surgically removed, and I said it was healthy and working. 3. And she felt tired, while I told her her immune system was working well. The facts are, some of her thyroid remained regardless of the surgery and is working well, says source. And she feels tired because of her unbalanced emotional state, her drama queen-based nature. Obviously I am not happy to be disvalued. And I hope I learned my lesson. So what was this article about? Good question, right? I use this article to look and see if group healing sessions would be a good time and energy investment. If the return on investment would make it worth for me to do. I found that it wouldn't. I also found that unless I help and train people to look and see in reality, nothing much can get done. Looking at all the ex-clients, I have found that the clients who don't look in reality at all are all gone. And that is 99% of all people. Not look in reality at all. Don't even know that there is a reality. So why look in a place that doesn't exist? So the people who look in reality are the only people I can produce results with. And that is the biggest learning I got from today's article. Now, what should you do if you have the ambition to join the 1% of humanity who knows that there is reality outside of what they have already in their minds, and therefore, at least some of the time will actually look there, for facts? OMG, facts, right? Next Wednesday I'll have a class on this. But if you are new, your best bet is to enroll in the Reality Challenge, where you have an opportunity to do supervised practice. Supervised. By me. Get a sense that there is a reality out there. P.S. And if you have any health issues, tiredness, persistent thirst, dry eyes, chapped lips, muscle weakness, get your health measurements so we can get you fixed up.